Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties are serving as testing sites before the new requirements go statewide next year. Claire Smith is a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. She says these counties fit a certain profile.
They really are a good representation of Wisconsin. They have a good mix of both rural and urban, and also have a moderate caseload level.
These new requirements were included in Governor Scott Walker's latest budget. They are federal mandates, but for the last few years, the state has received a waiver. Smith says thousands of recipients are affected by the change.
These new requirements are going to only affect adults ages 18 through 49, with no minor children living in the home, and who are able to work and are not pregnant or disabled.
Smith says the state will take the next several months to work out any problems that arise. But anti-hunger advocates say the true test will come next year, when recipients in Milwaukee are subject to the new rules. Sherry Tussler is the executive director of the Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force.
We're going to see wide-scale hunger, and it's going to be really challenging for organizations like ours and food pantries and homeless shelters to take care of everybody.
Tussler says all told, she expects tens of thousands of people to lose their food stamp benefits. She says this will be a crisis for a lot of unemployed single adults. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio News.